I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hi, you're listening to Recover Girl. It's a podcast all about addiction and recovery. I am your host, Anna David. Every other week, I interview somebody about their recovery. And, you know, increasingly, this podcast is becoming about creativity and recovery. It's always sort of been about that because it's featured creative people. But increasingly, the emails I'm getting and the comments I'm getting are from people who want to know how they can access their creativity in the recovery. They get sober or they seek recovery and they want to either write about those experiences or at least, you know, contribute to the world and find their creativity. So what I've decided to start doing is releasing these episodes every other week where I do a few minutes on accessing your creativity in recovery. And specifically how I was able to do it, because I will tell you something, I really wanted to be a writer my whole life. And then I couldn't get anywhere until I got sober. And, you know, and that's when I applied the sort of everything I learned about recovery to writing. And in fact, that's the one that I'll focus on today. I had always wanted to write a book. And I would sit there and I would go, well, I can't write a book. But then I learned about sort of staying sober one day at a time. And I thought, well, I could write 3 pages a day. That's doable. That's surmountable. And so I started doing it. And I wrote, this is a story that I've told before, but the way I wrote my first book is that I had a friend who she and I had both talked about how we always wanted to write books. And she said, well, why don't we send each other 500 words every Sunday? We don't have to read each other, but we will just have somebody that we're accountable to. And so I agreed to do that, thinking she was in no way serious. And then that following Sunday, I got her 500 words and felt like I had to crank out my 500, which I did. And eventually that became a book. And eventually, you know, I was lucky enough to then publish 5 more after that. So my point is this, that one day at a time thing, you know, that you may be using to stay sober or to not do anything that's self-destructive, that can be applied to creativity. I think that addicts, we tend to be, newsflash, very extreme. We sort of think we're really hard on ourselves, and it's like that I'm the piece of crap in the center of the universe. You know, it's like, I can't do anything, but I have to do everything. And so we will wake up one day and think that we have to accomplish everything, but that we're not capable of accomplishing anything. Anyway, my point is this, and I certainly didn't, I'm not the first to say this, bite-sized chunks. Take everything. Just know, you know, it's sort of that like being a worker among workers idea. Just do a little bit every day. We do not need to climb to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro or run to the top in record time and have newspaper articles written about us. No, we just need to take a couple steps. So if you are working on a creative project, just know it can start small. In fact, it should start small. You know, those people that make those New Year's resolutions about losing all the weight, and on January 1st, they're running 10 miles on the treadmill at the gym, and January 2nd, they're running 11 miles, and then January 15th, they're gone. So my point is this. My point is that I learned how to be a creative person and to be a working creative person by applying the principles that I learned in recovery. And those principles involve doing little bits every day and keeping my eye on the prize, but not really worrying about tomorrow. So that's my little 5 minutes. I will say that, because this isn't 5 minutes yet. Oh, it's 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Isn't that so entertaining when somebody just tells you how long they're talking for. But I was able to share with people in recovery for every single step of that creative process. Of that first book, I went there when I was starting and I talked about it in meetings. And then I talked about it when I was in the middle of it and I thought it wasn't going anywhere. I talked about it when I finished it. I talked about it when I sold it. I talked about it when it came out. And I was able to share this experience with other people who really understood this process and who understood that it's not about the grand gesture, but about those little daily regular gestures, which can be applied to recovery and creative projects. So anyway, that's my little rant. If you want to find out more about this kind of thing that I coach people on, go to annadavidcoaching.com. I have a writing program where I take 10 people at a time and I walk you through how to create a profile and write essays and get them published and then write a book proposal. And one out of every 10 people in my program gets a meeting with a literary agent and a publisher. So if you have any interest in taking your recovery story or some other story that you've got and making it into a writing project, go to annadavidcoaching.com. And that is it. I'll see you next time.